Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello. What is harder than pushing and pushing and pushing? Not much really, right? It's just hard. Pushing things uphill is just really, really tough. And pushing things downhill means that you lose control and it just goes all horribly wrong and crashes and everybody dies, right? So in today's episode of Life in Business, I am going to help you to stop pushing and start rolling in your business journey. Now, I use this expression, stop pushing, start rolling, a lot. And if you talk to any of my clients or the members in my Confidence to Grow program, you'll know that I do quote this a lot. And it's because it really just kind of explains the difference between like struggling and striving for something versus it sort of just unfolding in front of you. There's a big difference. And God only knows that at points in my business, I have absolutely been pushing, right? Absolutely. And pushing kind of looks like everything is hard, feels like everything is hard. It looks like creating lots of new offers or services or courses or programs or however you deliver your stuff to your clients and kind of not really feeling it. Yeah. So, I mean, over the years, you know, I've worked with 6,500 people, more than that, right? In the 13 years I've been in business, near enough 13 years. And in that time, I've delivered my services in a multitude of different ways. And some have felt absolutely like rolling, right? They felt dead easy. They felt really natural and I've loved them and I've enjoyed them and really kind of fluid. And then others along the way have been great fun to create, or sort of have the idea for, but actually have felt like it's felt like hard work. Either they've been hard work to promote or they've been hard work to deliver once people are in. And that's a real kind of danger of being an entrepreneur and of having a, a sort of elastic brain when it comes to maintaining interest in things that, like so many of us are, right? I mean, I'm autistic ADHD, and so I have 400 ideas. Well, I'm going to have them before I'm finished recording this episode, right? Because my brain is working on 7 different things at once. And that creates a lot of kind of busyness, yeah? So the danger with this kind of busyness and this ability to do anything and create anything means that sometimes we do. But we don't need to. So certainly in the past, I have created things, programs, specifically courses and programs, because I can do it and do it well, right? And I can support a lot of people and also because of external influence. So we are all influenced by other people. You're influenced by me now. Hello, influencing you here. And sometimes that's good, if you let it sit and you absorb it. But if that influences, you should do this, right? This is the magic bullet. Then that's where the danger zone comes. And I'm never going to tell you that because there ain't no magic bullet, right? I talk about sensible strategies and ways to kind of, you know, not lose yourself in your business. That's what I'll support you with. And, you know, if you listen to all the shoulds, a lot of it on Instagram, a lot of it on LinkedIn, then you can start to go down those particular rabbit holes and kind of lose sight of what it is that you really want to be doing. That's a really tough place to be, that. And like I say, been there lots of times. You know, I've created two programs that I can think of over the years. One was years ago, like 11 years ago or something, a membership program that I was so bored. I was so bored creating new content for it all the time. And it really annoyed me that people didn't log in and consume the content, but wanted all the live elements. And it's like, why am I creating all this stuff when all you want is me to talk to you? Which is kind of ironic, right? Because my Confidence to Grow program that I launched in 2024 is pretty much all live content with me. So I guess in the end, you deliver what they want, right? I did have a program that was a marketing program, how to be better at marketing, a few years ago, and very successful, had loads of people in it. But I'd kind of created it because what you did then was you had automated webinars, so on-demand webinars, so people could sign up for them. And then that sold into a program. And that was a really like dead standard way of doing things. And so I did it and did it well, but it was so hands off for me that I didn't enjoy it. You know, it's a good course, good program. Some of you might have been through it actually who are listening to this. I've worked with people subsequently who went through that and now work with me in different capacities. And certainly I'm still in touch with an awful lot of people who went through that program. But it wasn't right for me, you know? It wasn't right for me. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And I felt it didn't go deep enough with people. And that's really, really frustrating because the thing that I really like is finding out what's going on under the skin, right? And finding out why it feels like pushing, you know, what feels hard. Oh, we can fix that. You didn't say that to start with, you know, asking all the right questions in order to get the right information out of people. That's what I really, really love. And so it's kind of weird that so many times over the years I've created stuff and sold stuff and delivered stuff that doesn't tick that box. And I've always said right from the start that the thing that really lights me up is seeing a difference, having an impact, sure, absolutely. But seeing a difference in people, you know, seeing the light bulb go on and the people say, oh, do you know what? And when you message me, you know, after listening to episodes, and do you know what, you really made me think about this, then that's the best thing for me ever, because that's kind of what I get my thrill out of, I suppose. And the same as my emails, I send out regular emails to people on my email list. And when I get replies saying, you've really made me think about how to do things differently. I got one last week from someone, you know, really made me think differently. You've inspired me to change direction. And it's like, yes, this is what matters. This is rolling, right? This is not pushing. This is rolling. Oh, just to say, if you don't get my emails, then you might want to, okay? If you go to libbylangley.com/email, you can sign up there. And I send out regular emails about how to, in a nutshell, work less and earn more. No hustle, no fluff, just really useful stuff. So you might want to get those. libbylangley.com/email. So the thing about rolling, not pushing, is that momentum is far easier if you're rolling, right? Pushing is just, like, you know, I said to start with, you're either pushing uphill, which is a bloody nightmare, or you're pushing downhill and everything just, whoa, you can't keep up. It's not good. It's not healthy. But if you roll, it's gentle, it can build momentum, but then it can lose a bit of momentum and have a kind of pause as it goes uphill, you know, it can slow down, but it keeps moving. And that's what really matters. And I think one of the biggest things for me, what happened over the last 2 or 3 years, I guess, it is to do with my understanding and even knowing about my neurodiversity. And I know this resonates with a lot of people who listen to this podcast because, well, you've told me. And also, I know there's a big neurodivergent, or think there might be neurodivergent community who, you know, who are in my world, right? So I kind of, about 3 or so years ago, I started to suspect that I might have ADHD. There were lots of people who I'm connected with who started talking about it. And I thought, huh, this sounds interesting, this resonates. And so I did what everybody does, and I joined some Facebook groups and looked at some memes. And yeah, I was like, oh yeah, okay, get all this. Yep, identify, fine. So self-diagnosed with ADHD, fine. And then someone said to me, a complete stranger, said to me, well, you're autistic. And I'm like, excuse me, how rude, I am not. And so I paid and had an assessment, and sure enough, I am. So what happened then, that was 2023, May 2023, I think. And what happened then is that I really kind of started to get to know myself. It was really tough to start with, really tough, because there was a lot of grief, a lot of trauma, I suppose, a lot of sadness about how different my life would have been if I'd have known all this stuff sooner. And then settling into, right, okay, so this is where we are. This is who I am. Let's crack on with that then. And over, I suppose, the 6 months after my diagnosis, I really thought a lot about, what do I actually want from life? What do I actually need? What do I need? Like me as an individual rather than me as a business owner. And I knew, that's when it kind of all started to become clear, I guess, that I knew that I really liked working with people directly. So conversations with people, be they Zoom or in person, whatever, but you know, the kind of conversations where I could get under people's skin and find out a lot about them and actually make a difference. Because one of the things about, for me, certainly about being autistic, is that I have a lot of information in my head. I mean, I've worked with so many thousands of people over a lot of years as well, but there's a lot of stuff in my head. And so by being in a situation where it's all live and interactive, it's like, oh, I've got your answers. Right, that situation, that's that. It's like my EFT coach, Jackie Acree, she she calls it my mind palace. You know, like in Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, I can draw on almost anything. But I had to kind of acknowledge that, right? Acknowledge that that was a thing in itself. And so that this self-awareness, this understanding who you are and what you like, all about you rather than what you should do or what you could do or any of this. Just, you know what really, really lights me up and what am I good at and what do I enjoy? Once you can answer those questions, building the business that suits that and nourishes that is much easier, right? Rather than, oh, I saw someone on Instagram talking about this and now I can do this. And it's like, yeah, but do you want to? Does it tick your boxes? If it doesn't, then it's pushing, not rolling, and it will be hard. You know, maybe not to start with, because there's this, particularly if you're ADHD, there's this kind of like massive excitement about new stuff, but sustaining stuff is what we have to be able to do in business, right? This is the rolling. It's not a one and done thing. It's a continual years long roll. And it has to be in order for you to have the business and the life that you want. Quick fixes, I mean, there's always tweaks that you can do that will improve stuff immediately, right? But quick fixes, these silver bullets, they just don't exist in business. And don't let anyone tell you any different, right? For sure. So what you have to do is really think about yourself and really know yourself and think about what you want from life and what you want from your business. And whatever feels hard needs to change, because that is pushing, not rolling, right? Not to say that the thing is totally wrong, but perhaps the delivery of, or the people you're working with, or the something is not right. You know, for me, the hands-off approach, I don't like it. I don't want a passive income, in inverted commas there. I've done a previous episode, if you want to know all my thoughts on passive income, just scroll through and find my episode about the truth about passive income. But passive income in that regard kind of doesn't interest me, because I don't, there's nothing to it. There's no soul to it, right? And I need that. I need to see the whites of people's eyes and the difference that I'm making to them. So that I know that, and that's fine. And I built my business like that. And so what this does, right, this kind of pushing, not pushing, oh God, this not pushing and this rolling instead, you know, this momentum that you can build, what it does is it really takes pressure off you. And it really starts to make business seem easier. And anything that makes business easier, quite frankly, yes, please, we'll have a big old dollop of that. But taking the pressure off yourself is one of the first things that you can do. And, you know, like the 10K months is your goal. Type, but based on what? Why? You know, is that profit? Is that turnover? Do you want to put in the effort to get to that? Do you want that much money? Do you want the responsibility of what that kind of means? Can you serve that volume of clients or charge that amount of money? You know, there's so much to kind of consider in that. So I don't know why it's bandied about as the magical definition of success, right? It's based on nothing, yeah? It's foundationless. And everything that we do want is solid foundations. So this knowing yourself and understanding yourself is absolutely the first thing to do in your business. And if it means that you change everything, fine, whatever. You know, what's going to come out of it is this fantastic business that you love, working with people that you love, people who you love, delivering something that you love that makes the amount of money that you love, right? To live the life that you love. It all fits together. That's what rolling is. That's absolutely what rolling is, right? But pushing, say you're just pushing towards 10K months, but you don't know why. It's like, there's just no point to that, is there? There's just no point to chase a goal that you don't understand why you're chasing it or you don't know why you've put it in place, right? We all need to know the whys. If you're in a big corporate, it's kind of different, yeah? Because you have your business plan and your targets and objectives, and then you just do your job in that little bit. It's completely different. But when you work on your own, you're a solopreneur, and your goal is to have a better life and your business to facilitate that, you've got to care about everything that you're doing. You've got to care how you interact with people and who you interact with. You've really got to care about that, right? And so there will be people that you know you don't want to work with and things that you don't want to do, yeah? I'll tell you something now. I don't know if I should tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. So I was asked to write some content for somebody I've done some work for before. And I didn't want to write this content because it was going to take me quite a long time. I just didn't really want to do it. And so I asked them what their budget was, and because they wanted me to do it for nothing, for exposure, you know, which is fine because we have an ongoing working relationship. So I'm not casting any aspersions on them for that. But I didn't want to do it. I just knew I didn't want to do it. And it felt like pushing, right? And so we kind of went around in circles in a bit. And in the end, I said, all right, I'll do it, but it's going to cost you this. And it was a few thousand pounds, put a big number on it. And I thought, well, if they come back and say, yep, fine, then I'll do the piece of work because it'll soften the blow a little bit. But hopefully, kind of, they won't have the budget for it and won't have to do it. And that's exactly what happened, right? So they said, no, I'd priced myself out of the market, essentially, which was fine. It was a conscious decision for me because I didn't want to do the work because the work would have felt like pushing and also didn't feel aligned to my overall strategy, marketing strategy, self-promotion strategy. So I'll happily get in front of an audience and talk, but I don't want to write anything. The only thing I write is my emails and my book. Right. And that's a choice that I've made again, because that's why I do my podcast, because I love it. I love talking to you every week. I love the things that you say back to me. I love the kind of relationship that we're building. It feels really intimate to me. And I love writing my emails. I love sending those out. I don't mind too much doing my content, writing my content. But other than that, it's like, I don't want to be writing stuff for other people. I don't want to. And I kind of don't have to give any more reasons than that. And that's the stage that we need, everybody needs to get to, where it's just, No, that feels like pushing. I don't want to. And saying, having those boundaries and saying, I mean, you can word it differently, but knowing that you don't want to, you don't want to do that, it doesn't feel aligned. Oh my God, the pressure that's off is just fantastic. And you don't feel bad about it because you're rolling in the right direction. Yeah, rolling. That's what you're doing. And that's exactly how to run a business that makes you happy. It's also going to enable you to work less and earn more, which obvs our goals too. But it's about working in your own rhythm. It's about knowing yourself and what you really want from your business and then sticking to that. So there's kind of an element of boundaries there, but that's almost like the second stage. The first bit is just, what on earth do I want this business to look and feel like? Ooh, didn't really realize that I could just do what I wanted. Yes, you can. That's literally the point of having your own business. But we don't kind of know that to start with, because we just start with the skills and the tools that we have, which for the most part is done a similar thing in a job or for someone else, gonna do it on my own. So what you bring across is the 9-to-5, the systems, the rules, the whatever, you know, this is how it's done. And when it's only when you realize that you can do things differently that that magic absolutely unlocks. But you've got to give yourself a lot of permission, right? You've absolutely, it's tough. It's tough to do because it takes some courage and it takes bravery. And one thing that I had a big tattoo done at the in early 2024 on the inside of my arm. Oh, and if you've ever wanted to see a neurodivergent spewing of what's in someone's head, then just take a look at my left inner arm, right? But one note to self that I have as part of this bigger tattoo is it says, be bold. And the reason that I had that tattooed there is my word of the year for 2024 is bold. But actually, it's about having confidence in myself and knowing that it's okay for me to do things in a slightly weird and wacky way, because if it suits me and it enables me to do what I want to do with my business and to support the people that I want to support and change the world, right, in my own little way, then that is fine. But it does take a bit of boldness to be different from the norm, to do exactly what it is that you want to do. And you'll get some kickback from people and there'll be a lot of, oh, this is how you should do it. But none of that matters, right? What matters is that you are happy, you are making other people happy, which I assume is one of your goals, and you are making the money that you want to make to live the life that you want to live. That's it, right? That's kind of all that matters. And something that I said is in one of my EFT tapping sessions with Jackie was that I think what has become easier for me over the last year or so is that I stopped trying and I started being. And that honestly has been kind of the biggest thing for me, is this just total self-acceptance of who I am, what I want to do and how I want my life to be, and not really caring if, you know, my parents are listening, not really caring what you think, not really caring what other people think. And that's really, it's really hard, right? Because of course we all care what other people think all the time, but not letting it, acknowledging that that exists, that you care what other people think, but not letting it divert you from what you actually want to do. That's real boldness and that's real courage and that's real confidence. And it's that kind of stuff that I absolutely love helping my clients with. You know, my Confidence to Grow group program, it exists to do that. It exists to make people feel better about themselves, to support people to feel better about themselves and to shape the business that they absolutely want and make the money and deliver the services, you know, all the stuff within that. But ultimately, it's just to stop pushing and to start rolling and to just see what comes out of that, because, oh, it's so much less stressful and it's so much easier. So you have to trust yourself in this process. And you have to be honest about what it is that you really want. And then you have to kind of roll towards that, right? Lean into that and say, yeah, you know, I like my business, but it'd be really great if, it'd be really great if I didn't have to work on Fridays. All right, well, the first thing you can do is stop booking meetings in on Fridays. Well, there you go. You know, but just having the courage and the confidence to actually do that, because you're in control of all these things. And when you start rolling and leaning into what it is that you really want, you'll notice that the changes you make all add up, right? There might be tiny changes, but they all add up to be this massive change. And in 6 months' time, you'll be like, whoa, look at my business now. Look at my life now. I'm working so many fewer hours and I'm making less money. Ta-da! And that's your goal. That's the absolute goal. And it doesn't have to be as hard as you think it might be. In fact, it's not hard. There are bravery steps that need to happen. But the whole point of rolling, not pushing, is that it's the easier route. Still takes a bit of effort because things don't roll on their own. You've got to kind of, you know, hoop and stick. You've got to keep guiding it. But there is absolutely momentum there. And that's what I want for you. I want it to feel easier. I want you to be able to work fewer hours. I want you to be able to earn more than you do now. And what I've told you about today is absolutely kind of one of the starting points for it. So please, 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 please do reply and let me know what you think. And if you want to get my emails, more, you know, more useful stuff like this, then remember it's libbylangley.com/email and you can get those. That'd be great. It'd be lovely to see you in the little email community there. So thank you ever so much as ever for listening to me. It's been a real joy, this one, and I would love to know what you think and how you're going to kind of lean into yourself a little bit more and get things rolling. So thanks for listening. Lots of love and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.